Keith Champagne, fourth place finish tonight, one spot out of a podium. You passed cars tonight. You moved forward, and you could have probably kept going forward if you didn't run out of laps.
Yeah, I thought I had something for the 01 for third to get up on the podium, but he ran a really solid race and didn't make any mistakes, and we were about even with him, so just had to kind of hang in there for a fourth place, but feel pretty good about it.
Fast Friday last night, I saw you tweeted you made some progress, I felt, on the car. It comes out today, and it looks better, at least from the stands.
Yeah, it's a lot better than it has been. We've changed wholesale changes about every week on this thing, and most of the changes we make, we gain on it, and we gained on it last night quite a bit, and felt really good coming into tonight, and we were out of tires because we ran them all last night, so we only ran one practice. That's all we could do, and there's no sense in going out there on used, really old tires. So we parked it for the heat race, and we weren't that great in the heat. Made a couple of changes to the front end for the main, and as soon as hot lap started, I knew the car was pretty good, and we had something to work with. And at that point, it's just stay out of trouble and take what you can get, and don't drive over your head, and that's put us fourth tonight. So pretty.
Might have been kind of hard from your position to see, but cars kind of after the second half, maybe you were actually the only guy moving forward after that point. The second half of the race, everybody kind of strung out, and there wasn't much passing going on. The track conditions seemed like they changed at all?
No, the track was pretty consistent. I knew all the fast cars were back there around 10th, and I knew we were going really good, and I knew Connors was going good, and I said, I didn't think they'd have anything for us. I mean, when you're rolling around, I don't know what times we were turning, but when you're rolling around pretty good, cars neutral, and it felt good, it's tough to pass, and I knew I wasn't really worried about those fast cars because I knew we were all running really good up front, and the two guys up front were running fast, obviously, and I didn't think they'd come up through, and they didn't. So,
finally, Keith, who would you like to thank?
Oh, Chris Osedek for making this deal possible for me. My dad for helping out a lot in the shop. Brian Osedek for helping out a lot in the shop. And all our crew guys. Chris Quantz has been around all year, and Hannibal Pharmacy is a sponsor of ours, and HMD Trucking, and mainly Chris Osedek. This guy's unbelievable. Really good car, and works really hard at it.